Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. What an amazing friend you are, and you are our Father. Oh, God, I thank you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, that you are omnipresent. You live everywhere. There's no place that you are not. You're in every city throughout our nation. You're in different, all the continents in the name of Jesus. That, Lord, wherever, oh, God, whenever we search for you with all of our heart, we will find you. You're an amazing Father. Oh, God, you are the King of kings, the Lord of lords. We bless your name. We have breath in our bodies, and we are praising you. We are honoring you, acknowledging you as the great and mighty King, as our Creator, who never slumbers, who never sleeps. So we cover the lines, the internet, everything concerning the radio, prayer line for the children. God, we today for what you're doing. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Father, we just thank you, right? Bless you today in the name of Jesus. We thank you for what you're doing and what you're going to do on our children's behalf. We ask you, Lord, in the name of Jesus, to be with our children like never before. We thank you for your love, your mercy, your grace, your great patience that you have with us, Father, in the name of Jesus. We thank you for what you've done. You've done great things. And I thank you, Lord God, that you are teaching our children. And as we teach them, your spirit is getting in them more and more and more. So we thank you for the children, oh God, being saved and protected. Father, I thank you that we are teaching our children about the Bible, the books of the Bible, what verses mean, which ones are related to them. In the name of Jesus, we thank you today for your love, your mercy, your grace, your great favor. So, Father, I thank you for what you're doing in us, those who pray diligently for children, oh God. Oh, Father, forgive us for any way we're out of order with you. We bless and honor you today. We thank you for what you're going to do in us as we pray and for the children as we pray for them and their families. In the mighty name of Jesus. All right. Well, I thank God for each of you all. Mother Fanny, would you sing a song? And after you, Vivian.
Your grace and mercy brought me through. I'm living this morning all because of you. Well, I want to thank you and praise you too. Your grace and mercy brought me through. Your grace and mercy brought me through. I'm living this morning, it's all cause of you. But I want to thank you and praise you too for your grace and mercy. Thank you, Jesus, brought me through. All your grace, all of your mercy. Hold on, us two. We live in this morning. It's all because of you. We just want to thank you and pray you to Amen.
Amen.
And you know how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Because he first loved me. And oh, how I adore him. Oh, how I adore him. Oh, how I adore him. Because he first loved me. Praise God.
Amen, amen. Well, I thank God for each of you all. I'm going to pray and cover our children from nightmares and fears and safety from the following. So, Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for what you're doing in our children. We thank you for removing fear from them, that they will be bold, strong, and courageous. They will not fear anything. I rebuke nightmares that the enemy sent to our children. I decree and declare that they will be prayed over morning, noon, and night, that their parents or someone will teach them to pray to protect themselves before they go to sleep and thank God when they wake up. So, Father, we thank you. Our children went out trick-or-treating last night, and thank you, Lord, that you protected them, from seeing dangers. Oh, God, they were not kidnapped or snatched anyway. We thank you for what you're doing in the children. We thank you, Lord God, that they are safe every day. They will live out all their days in peace and protection. And then, Lord, I thank you that any child who's fearful, they will talk to their parents and let them know they're scared, and their parents won't rebuke them, but they will understand and say, come on, I'll be with you. I'll be right with you. I'll sleep with you. Some parents, I think that they will sleep with their children and sleep. Because some children are fearful, Lord God. So we thank you for what you're doing in the families. Oh, God, you're teaching the parents to listen to their children's fears and helping them to be stronger, telling them there's nothing to fear, but that you, Lord God, will protect them. So teaching them how to pray and praying for and children. In the mighty name of Jesus, amen. Will you pray, rebuke the spirit of rebellion?
For me?
Vivian, yes, I'm sorry.
Okay, praise God.
Vivian.
Lord God, hello?
Yes?
Yeah, you can't hear me?
Gracious.
Yeah, okay. Father God, thank you. Thank you, Lord God, for this time, God. Father God, that we can call unto you. God, you will answer us, God. Thank you. Thank you. You told us to have faith, God. We have faith that you're going to do tonight. God, what we ask, oh God. You say whatever we ask in your name, God, you will do it, Father. So, Lord, we're bringing the children before you, Lord. We rebuke that spirit, oh God, Father God, that tries to, oh God, cause them to fear, oh Father God, in the name of Jesus. We curse every demonic spirit that's trying to come after them, to cause them, oh Father God, not to rest in you. Father God, for your peace shall be upon them. Great peace, God. Oh Father, in the name of Jesus, because they are yours, God. You made them and you knows all about them, Father God. So we rebuke that spirit right now in the name of Jesus, that it will not and shall not, oh God, torment them, oh Father God, in the name of Jesus. God, you go. I pray, God, that you be the God of their lives from this day forward, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, that they will no longer be tormented. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Okay, can you also cover rebellion?
Spirit of rebellion, we rebuke you.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus. Yes, Lord. I thought I did when I first said it, but we rebuke the spirit of rebellion in the name of Jesus. Father God, that rebellion will not cause them, oh God, to bow down to anything, God, pull back from us, succumb from anything, God, that's not like you. In the name of Jesus, God, we rebuke that spirit right now in the name of Jesus, that they shall live and not die. In the name of Jesus, Father God, because of their rebellion, God, we don't give it to them. We take it from them, that they shall, oh, Father God, mount up on wings like eagles and soar, God, Father God. But this shall be their reward, God, that they will turn, oh, God, from that spirit, oh, God. And, Lord God, you will take it from them as we lift them up to you, God. Father God, deliver, deliver, deliver. In the name of deliverance is the children's bread. Hallelujah. Praise God. Lord, we thank you now and give you praise. Amen.
Sister Lanny, can you pray for long life and excellent health for our children?
Yes, ma'am. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you that you are our wonderful Lord and Savior. We thank you for Jesus. We thank you for giving us the gift of Jesus. Thank you for being our God. Long life and healthy living, we pray for our children now. Our God, we come against all those things that try to steal that gift that you've given them away from them. You have a plan. You have a purpose for them. And we pray, Father, that they will live to know it, live to live it, and live to be a blessing to others as they develop to be healthy citizens in the natural and in the super, that they will be good citizens in America, in whatever country they're in, that they will learn how to render unto Caesar according to your scripture and render unto God what is due you, that they will know how, the difference and know how to be people of honor and integrity and dignity. God, I pray, and we pray that that they will learn how to understand that they have, they already have been blessed with everything they need. They just need to come to you and ask you to show them how to unlock it. You said if any man lack wisdom, that we can come to you. So, God, we pray that we become better teachers than we have been to teach the children that all things are possible with you, Lord, in them. All things are possible because of Christ. So, God, we thank you for long life. We thank you that children will receive this teaching, that ministry will come to them. You will send ministry. You will send us. You will help us to be part of that remnant that will go in and encourage our young people to make good decisions so that they will have a long life. According to your scripture, honoring a parent and mother and father, you've given a prescription in the word. Hallelujah, to ask what they can do to preserve life and to present themselves in such a way that you will give them the blessings that are contingent. If you do this, then God does that. So thank you, Father. We confess right now that we need to do a better job of helping our young people to know that you're helping our young people to understand we treat them with integrity even when they don't treat themselves with integrity, to know they deserve better than sometimes they give themselves. So we thank you, Father, for opening doors, opening opportunities for them to learn more about themselves because of the work of Holy Spirit, that you'll send ministry even through teachers at school, even through teachers at church, for them to know their value and begin to seek you with their whole heart. We bind the enemy in every assault that he's launched against them to steal away their purpose, to steal away their joy and expectation in you, in the name of Jesus. We bind the enemy, and we pray, God, that you will hold back the darkness so they can find their way. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you. Mother Fanny, can you pray for the young ones, baby Chloe, Zoe, Revere, and Kevin?
Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, I ask you to strengthen David Coley and the I can't remember the name, Sister Chase.
Okay. Just cover the baby.
I ask you, Lord, to cover each and every baby that Sister G called their name. You know their name, you know them one by one. ask you to cover me in your holy blood. Let no hurt, harm, or danger come to them. Oh, God, help them to be strong and gracious in your name. God, have mercy upon them. Help them to come through all the sickness and take all the pain from their bodies and heal their little bodies. Make them whole. Make them brand new. Have mercy upon them. Protect them, Lord, in every way and every situation. Make a way out of no way for them. For you is the way and you are our Father. You love our little children. You love everybody. Lord, have mercy. Make a way for us all. For we are in your hand. We are in your care. We are under your command. We got to do as you said do. In the name of Jesus. And help our little children and teach them and learn them what to do and what not to do. For our holy little hands, don't let go of them. Make the devil bag off them and leave them alone. Help them grow up and be strong and grace the little children. Just help them to be everything you want them to be. Lord, don't leave them and don't give up on them. In the name of Jesus, help them be what you want to be. Lead them, guide them. Help them to stand on Jesus. Stand on God. In the name of Jesus, show them what to do. Lead them and guide them the way to go. That you will never, ever leave them. And you'll be there with them 24/7. Because you are a God. And you love them so much. And you do so much for them. And you will take care of them. And you won't leave them alone. Because you love all them children. In the name of Jesus. I ask you to be with them. And take care of them. And bless them. And save their little soul. And forgive them for all the sin. All the wrongness. That in their life will come against them. Any kind of seed may be coming after them or coming against them. And move it. And don't let it touch them no kind of way. Let your Holy Spirit take care of them. And take them all the way. And never ever leave them. He will them always to the end of their little life. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you. Father, in the name of Jesus, we abolish those kidnapping demons. We declare they will not near children. Our children are safe place in you. They are protected and unsafe. I think it's watch their environment so that, Lord God, they are not subject things going on around them. But, Lord, they will be able to pay attention. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, I thank you that their parents will teach them strategies to keep safe so that if any car come near them or strangers come near them, they will have strategies on what to do, whether it's, you know, have a phone to, you know, dial 911 or they'll have somewhere they can run to, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. But I thank you that our children won't run the street, you know, by themselves, that they'll be with friends so that they can be protected, Lord God. And so, Father, we thank you for your Holy Spirit leading and guiding them. I thank you that they won't be at the wrong place at the wrong time. When their parents send them one place, they won't be going several places, but they'll go one place in the name of Jesus and be able to return home safely. We give you glory, praise, and thanksgiving for what you do in our children and for our children in Jesus' name. Amen. Sister Vivian, can you cast down cussing spirits from our children and that God will give them good, righteous vocabulary?
Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we curse that spirit today, right now, in the name of Jesus. Every foul spirit, every foul mouth, every foul thought, God, because these things come from the thoughts, the inward, whatever inside comes out. So, Father, we curse the foul language, not wanting to be a part or to show off in the name of Jesus, just to be with the crowd. Father, we come to you, Lord God. Father God, casting down the stronghold that's covering them in the name of Jesus, that no stronghold will continue to have on them, that they be free, set free from that foul language in the name of Jesus. Lord God, we lift every child up to you that's, oh God, has a dirty thought, a foul mouth, Father God, that they get condemned when they, oh God, speak, oh God. Give them words, oh God, of love and peace and laughter, oh God. Give them, oh God, Father God, that they want to speak, God, those things that are good and perfect of a good report, God. They won't even want to let no one hear them speaking in this manner anymore. Lord God, they'll be changed by the power of the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Praise God. Change from the old way into a new way, a new walk with you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. No longer will they be bound, oh, Father God, by, oh, God, the cares of this world, oh, God, to be, to do the things that just to be belong to a group, to try to make, oh, God, a scene, oh, Father God, for people to look at them, Father God, any kind of way that they are trying to draw attention in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Father God, that they be set free, my God, set free from the enemy, because it's the enemy trying to steal and kill and destroy them. Oh, God, we pray, God, that they be free from this and they'll reap the joy and happiness, God, that you give by being set free. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Sister Lanny, you cast down the murdering spirits that's trying to come against our children.
Oh, Father, in the name of Jesus. My Lord, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh. God, we thank you that you are light. Hallelujah. That you are, hallelujah, your hope. And you are all of our expectations. And you give us hope and make us not ashamed. So, God, we come in the name of Jesus asking in confidence and faith, God, that you are the only one that's able to take away a murdering spirit from our young people. God, in Jesus' name, we pray for divine intervention now. Hallelujah, God. We know only you know how to be God. Only you know how to operate in that area where you can exercise that spirit out of them. And the only way to do that, I know, Father, is to show them you. My God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus. Our hope that says you're still God. Hope that says that life is still precious. Hallelujah. That only comes from you. My God, in the name of Jesus. My Lord, in the name of Jesus, we pray that we as adults, as parents, as teachers, as preachers, as counselors, any influence we have over our young people, that we will use every opportunity to remind them that you value them and you desire that they value each other and to value their own life as well as the lives of others. We know, Father, that's a problem in our society now because we dropped the ball. Forgive us, God. Help us again to know how to access you so we'll know how to minister to our young people. Pray, God, that, and we bind that murdering spirit right now in the name of Jesus. We pray that you'll send people in their presence to remind them that life is precious and you're the only one that can give it. And you're the only one that can decide when it should go to another level. Hallelujah, God. Thank you. that we who love you, we have life eternal in the sense that things happen in the earth where good people hurt and good people die, as well as those who have put themselves in harm's way, made themselves to be instruments of the enemy. We pray for life now, God. We come against the murdering spirit. We come against that satanic influence. We come against everything that the enemy has used, even from the children's homes, from their environment, that have encouraged them to go that way. Hallelujah, Father. We pray for a return to you. We pray for them to return to you. We come against it in Jesus' name, and we plead the blood of Jesus over that mindset that think they want to go there. God, hold back that spirit in Jesus' name and rescue. Hallelujah. We pray for divine intervention by angels as needed. Only you know. But we ask in Jesus' name that we bind the spirit of murder on our children in their hearts and in their minds and in their actions. Still it, God, in Jesus' name. Deliver in the name of Jesus. We love you, Lord, and we thank you that you hear and answer our prayer. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Mother Fanny, can you pray abortion?
Pray for what now?
Pray against abortions. Young women have an abortion, getting rid of their baby.
Okay. Tell me, Father, that in the name of Jesus, I should please, Jehovah, take abortion away. Let abortion be, let not be abortion. Let this situation be straightened out. See, they see if we can't get together on it. But it's not their place. It's God's place. Because God, he give it and he take it. And blessed be his holy name. But I ask you, God, to come against all abortions all over the world. Help people make the right decision. They don't need to make no kind of decision. It's God's decision. And pour out your spirit on every person in this world. Help them to be and do the right thing. And Lord, I come just in the name of Jesus. Take control right now and let it be done in my Heavenly Father name, in the name of Jesus Christ, that he will be dealt with through the grace and the mercy of God. It will never have any more. It will go away. It will never come to the past. It will be the way God wants it to be, and he will stay this situation out once and for all in the name of Jesus. And he'll grow up little children to be the best of the children in this world has never been more. Help children be good children, be obedient, not disobedient. Honor the mother and the father, and for their life would be more longer upon the land, dear God. And Lord, you teach them how to pray. You learn them what to say. You learn them what to do, and you learn them what not to do. In the mighty name of Jesus, keep your hands around them, cover them in the blood, because nothing but the blood of Jesus is going to save them. It's going to save everybody. Let us all come together in this world. In the name of Jesus, children, mothers and fathers, sisters and brothers, let us all come together in the name of Jesus. Help children obey their parents and do everything they're supposed to do. Let's go for the grown and the young and the old. In the name of Jesus, I pray you'll take control of this old world. Help this world be a better place for us all to live in. And tell us time you come take us away. In Jesus' mighty name, I pray. God, I thank you for your grace and all your mercy and all your goodness that you have put on us, and help us be the children of the trade, and in a way that you want us to be. Help us to pray in the spirit, out of the spirit. Help us stay on the right road and not get on that wrong road. Keep us on that straight road, that narrow road. Take us all the way in the valley, David, in the mighty name of Jesus. Help us to love our Lord. Help us to love Him and love Him till we can't love Him no more, because He loves us so much and He does so much for us. He do more for us than we do for ourselves. And I pray He'll bring us all together. This world is in a bad condition. People don't want to do right. They don't want to listen to God. They don't want to listen to Jesus. And they shouldn't want to listen. For He died on the cross to save us, for us all to have eternal life. Please, God, help us obey Your Holy Spirit. Please, God, help us obey You and do everything we're supposed to do in the mighty name of Jesus. And please forgive us for all our sins, for all the wrongness, unfairness in our hearts, in the name of Jesus. Take all the spots and the wrinkles away and place good in us. And Lord, just do whatever that You see fit to do for us, that we'll be able to see You in that little valley and by. Amen and amen.
Amen. Father Jesus, we rebuke the spirit of children being involved in sexual activity at young age, at teenage age, young but not married, Lord God. They will be taught to be pure. They will be taught about their bodies and that God made their bodies in such that when they get married, it's okay of the sex, because it's a beautiful thing that You made. Help them to be taught about You and Your ways. And Father, even in 1 Corinthians 7:1-2, He says, better for a man or a boy not to touch a girl or a woman. Every person have their own mate, their husband, their wife. In the name of Jesus, I pray that our children will be taught, Shinzo God. And Lord, I rebuke that spirit of watching sex that stimulate their hormones, oh God. I thank You, God, that parents will begin to view with their children or before they see them to let them know if they should watch those movies or not, oh God. So we just thank You for our children living pure, holy lives, all the their lives, and they would not be engaged in sex until they get Amen. Sister Vivian, will you pray for the spirit of encouragement to replace depression, suppression, and oppression?
Father God, in the name of Jesus, God, we pray, oh God, for the encouragement of our children, oh God. Father God, oh, when they are depressed or oppressed, God, Lord God, that they be lifted up high above that thing, oh God. Let their mother or father or sister, brother or friend, God, encourage them. Encourage them in the Lord, God. Encourage them in their walk. Encourage them in their way they should go, Father God. Oh, God, that's with health and to their soul, oh, God. Father, in the name of Jesus. Father, You said in Your word that we are to encourage one another in the Lord. So, Lord, I pray that they get great encouragement from family, friends. Lord, if the oppression and depression is coming from family, may some friend plant a seed in their heart and cause them, oh, God, to rise up higher, that they'll look for better things. Give them a mind that's sick on better things in the name of Jesus, Lord, that it don't have to be that way. It's according to what they make of that thing, Father, in the name of Jesus, because You, oh, Father God, You give good gifts to Your children, oh, Father God. So, Lord, You can give them great things, great, great wonders in their lives, oh, God, that they will, oh, God, rise higher than any obstacle. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you. Delaney, could you pray against confusion in the home because of the gay, homosexual activity in the home.
Yes, ma'am. Oh, God, we thank you that you give clear and concise instructions as to what you desire in the earth for your people, how you made it clear that you made man and woman, and you desired how they should commune with their bodies through marriage. You've given clear instructions. Father, we come against the enemy who has invaded our culture over the years and even more prominent now to pull our young people away from what you established, for them to accept their own sense of righteousness, their own sense of political correctness that has nothing to do with your word. God, in the name of Jesus, we pray that they will repent from being led astray by a false lies, by misinformation. God, we pray that they will desire to really know you better, to really know what you said, if they whether they've had experience with you or not, because we know that some of our young people in the church struggle in this area as well because of the culture. Father, we come against songs and programs and movies and TV programs and any of the other civil liberties group that promote this type of behavior. We pray, Father, that you will expose them for who they really are, and that is those that's trying to accept their own righteousness, those who are trying to accept another way other than your way. Let it be clear, Father, that it cannot work, it will not work. Father, in the name of Jesus, we pray for families, mothers and fathers who are now discovering things about their children, or their children are now telling parents who they think they ought to be, trying to decide their own sexuality, Father, their own sex even. God, we pray for parents to have wisdom to know how to be patient while they help guide their children to rethink that kind of thing, to correct that kind of thinking. In the name of Jesus, we know that it's a spiritual warfare. So we ask God for empowerment for parents, teachers, preachers, ministries, who believe your word and want to teach the word and desire that the children will live by the word, that they will be empowered to know how to break that kind of thinking, break that kind of evil curse on them. We know, Father, that young people now find ways to justify their behavior, and we know, God, that they have a lot of wisdom on how to do that. Sometimes they seek to outthink us on how to say why they ought to have their own way. But, Father, we pray that you will show them that unless it's your way, there is no way. There is no other way but your way. So, God, we pray for clarity. We pray that these lies will be exposed for what they are. We pray that the young people would desire to be set free and that they get ask you for strength to walk away from that lifestyle if they've been in it, or walk away from the pull of it if they've been drawn in that direction. We thank you for parents who have patience to speak the truth in love and continue to love them where they are so that they won't harm themselves because they feel rejected. We know that there are a lot of components to this. So, God, we know only you will show us how to resolve these issues. And we pray in the name of Jesus that these young people will find their way and that you will use us as people in the earth who love you, who believe the truth, speak the truth, to be those who will teach them, lead them and guide them while you do that imperfect work inside of them. It's in the name of Jesus we pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you. Brother Fanny, can you pray for our children to be saved at an early age?
Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, I ask you please help our children be saved at an early age. In the name of Jesus, please help the Father. I ask you to please help our children. Love them and teach them and show them and tell them what to do and help them make right decisions, not bad decisions. Lord, hold them in the hollow of your hand. Don't let go of not 1 minute, not 1 second. Hold them in your hand, Father God, and protect them from any hurt, harm, or danger, any kind of thing coming after them and give them. And always Satan will come out of them and give them always to remove him. Cast him to the bottom, in the bottom of hell. Well, he can't hurt him and touch him, come no good man in the mighty name of Jesus. Save our little children and bless them. Going out and coming in. Help them to be good, and not bad. But tell them in the name of Jesus, you want them to go and be. In the mighty name of Jesus, hold them in the hollow of your hand. In the name of Jesus, help them to honor you, Father God, love you. And Lord, help them to listen to you when you talking to them. And when the parents trying to teach them it, tell them what to do, what not to do. Allow them not to talk back at the parents when the parents trying to tell them what to do and what not to do. Trying to teach them and show them. Help them to know they don't know what the parents know. If they ain't been there, they ain't been there long enough to know what they know. Therefore, they're supposed to obey their parents and love their parents and do everything that their parents tell them to do. In the name of Jesus, just maybe their life will be more long up on the land. In the name of Jesus, let's go for all kids all over the world, because there's so much tragedy going on in this world against our little children, our teenagers. It's just so bad, Father. It's just bad. It's hurting everybody. Every time we have a young person that got hurt or got killed or something, it's just hurt us inside. We hate the head. It's the hell tell of it. Lord, just make this world a better place. Turn all the wrong into good, Father. You got all the power to do what that has to be done. Take all the bad and trash it away in the name of Jesus. For it will come against our people, and they will do better, and they will pray, and they will pray, they will pray, they will pray, and they will call on the Lord, and they will keep calling till they have something from him in the name of Jesus. So go with us all. But we all need our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. We cannot make it in this world without God. We can't do nothing. We can't breathe. We can't do nothing. We can't talk. We can't do nothing. But Father, help us to be better people and do the things what's right. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray. Amen and amen.
Amen. Hallelujah, Father. We thank you for overcoming every generational curse in their family. The generational curse of robbery, stealing, murder, prison sentences, whatever the curse is, Lord, pray that they would overcome those curses. I thank you for setting them free from curses that their parents were under, bondages, things that hold them back from moving forward in you. In the name of Jesus, we decree and declare that our children are overcomers. They overcame all kinds of things by the word of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony and the blood of the Lamb. So I thank you, Lord God, for deliverance coming forth from our children so that they will not be under the curse of generations after generation, the same thing. And we cover them with the blood in Jesus' name. Amen. Can you pray for our children who live in a loving environment at home or in foster care or in adoption home, a loving environment?
Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, you know all the different places that our children are placed in. Some in homes that does not have a good environment. Some under family members. Some oh, Father God, in adoption agencies. Father, we are praying, oh, God, Lord God, for safe environment, God. Lord, that they'll be treated, Father God, as they would want to be treated, Father God, that they will be treated with love, tender mercy, with great smiles, great hugs, Father God, in the name of Jesus, and not be violated or tormented by the enemy. We pray, oh, Father God, this day, God, that our children, God, that are placed in different situations because of one thing or the other, maybe the parent is dead, or maybe they behind bars, whatever situation they are in, Father, that these children are being taken care of properly as we pray, God, as we believe for the hands that's going to, oh, God, teach them and steer them and pull them, oh, Father God, that nothing but love, we pray love in the hearts of every caretaker, oh, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Nothing but love in their hearts. And, Lord, that love comes from you. So, Father, I pray that they fall in love with you over and over again every day, God, asking you to help them, oh, God, help them to be the one to steer these children, oh, God, in the proper way, in the right way, in the way that you have chosen how to bring up a child. Father, in the name of Jesus, and that no weapon formed against these children shall prosper. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord. So we bind every evil spirit, oh God, from the hands of caretakers, that they be hands of love and giving and, oh God, comforting. Oh, Father, that let those hands and arms be your arms, oh God, of peace and love, in Jesus' name. Amen.
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 Can you pray anxiety attack, Sister Lani?
Anxiety attack. Oh, Father, in the name of Jesus. But I'm sorry. You said anxiety attack. In the name of Jesus, Father, we come thanking you for your peace. We thank you, Father, for your rest, for your calmness, for your how you've given us, according to your word, as you're our great shepherd, and you cause us to not have to want for anything because you're a shepherd, and you provide all things. You cause us to lay down in green pastures. And then when we rise up, you lead us beside the still waters. Then you restore our souls in Jesus' name. God, we pray for those benefits for our children. When life happens and they become anxious because something is not in place or something is out of line, that they won't go to that dark place of no hope. They won't go to that dark place of anxiousness where they think that they have to do something in their own strength, and they forget that they have parents. Even they forget that they have you, their God, who loves them. We come against that spirit of anxiety. We know that it is perpetuated by the enemy, and it's designed to cause them to forget and not remember who they are and who they are in Jesus' name. So we bind that warfare in spirit right now in Jesus' name. We ask God for a breakthrough, that they will understand how to hear your voice. And when you speak, when they can have hope, when you speak, when they can remember your word, when they can speak the word that will bring them calmness rather than anxiousness, in the name of Jesus. We come against the tricks of the enemy, all of his tricks, to cause things to be out of place that will push them on the edge, that they will be anxious, even consider things, even after being anxious, other things can be added if the enemy gets a stronghold. So we come against the stronghold, come against the foothold, any kind of hold the enemy have on the young people and their thinking that will cause them to be anxious. and cause them to have anxiety, cause them to be frustrated. We pray, God, in the name of Jesus, that the very trick of the enemy that he uses to draw them away from you, Holy Spirit would meet it with a remembrance that they are loved by you and there is hope in you. Hallelujah. You give good gifts in the name of Jesus. And you said it was your desire that all things would work together for our good, that they would remember that word. Children who have not been taught the word, children who have not been exposed to that truth, children who have not been exposed to that hope, I pray for them, Father, right now, that ministry will come to them, that you will empower us as we go through our daily lives, as we meet these young people, whoever they be, that you will give us power to deposit certain the seeds that they need, just even through our conversation, even through our love and our caring, that we can give them hope in the name of Jesus. We thank you that, Father, for every issue, you have a remedy. Every problem, you have a resolution. But more than anything, Father, you're the God that healeth. You're the God that delivers. You're God of comfort. And we pray, God, that you can lord over them in every area, including the area of their thinking, their minds, that they won't be turned away and so quickly pulled away from your truth. God, I pray for hope and that make us not ashamed. I pray for them becoming vulnerable to teaching, that they will become, their hearts and their minds will be ready to receive your truth that will give them the power, the strength of who you say we are in your word. Thank you for your love. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father, for your love, Father. And let us be motivated by love as we share in ministry. Let us be led by your Holy Spirit as we share in ministry so that we can make a difference in the earth and eliminate the anxiety that young people go through in the name of Jesus. We thank you for that power that you put in us to help them. We thank you for the power that they have in themselves when they call you Lord. And, Father, for those who still are in a teachable mode, we pray, God, that you will give them an opportunity to hear your truth, receive it, and walk in obedience. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you. Mother Fanny, could you pray children to be taught about Jesus from the daycares all the way through college? They'll be taught about Jesus.
Tell them again.
Would you pray for children to be taught about Jesus in the daycares all the way through college?
Okay. Tell the Father in the name of Jesus. I ask you please help children be taught about Jesus in all the schools, in every home, in every part of the world, dear God. Let them be taught about our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, that he died on the cross to save them and save us all, that we can have eternal life, and we obey him and do what he said to do. He'll love us, and he'll do everything that he sees fit to do for us. And we obey him and do what he said to do in the name of Jesus. And not be obedient, and not be obedient, and not disobedient. Do what the Lord said do. When he said pray, pray in the name of Jesus. When he said talk, talk. When he said don't talk. We obey him. And we teach our children, the younger children that don't know no better. We teach them. That's our place to do. That's what God wants us to do. And we should do it in the name of Jesus. And we should give him all the praise and everything that we can give him because he loves us so much. He does so much for us. But we don't even know he arrived. He working for us. He allowed his angels to work with us and be around us and protect us. God doing all of that for us, and we shall obey him in every way we can and serve him and love him to the end of our life in the name of Jesus. And if we all do our part, God sure do him for us all. And God help us obey him in Jesus Christ, and he will save us at the very last end. So he's coming back, and he's coming back very soon. Nobody knows when he's coming. He can come in a minute, in an hour, in a second. Well, he told us to be ready and pray all the time. Give God anything you got. Don't hold back on the Lord God. That'll give everything, night, day, and morning, all the time. And teach our little kids to learn them how to pray and learn them how to really pray. Teach them all the time. So little kids forget in the name of Jesus. Help them keep all their little minds. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen and amen.
Amen. Thank you, Mother Fanny. Vivian, could you pray for parents to teach their children to be patient, to learn how to wait? And then can you close us out?
Yes, Lord God. We pray, oh Father God, that parents will teach their children how to listen, how to wait, how to be patient, how not to be in a rush, how not to try to override the parents when the parents say wait. Father, in the name of Jesus, we pray, oh God, that Father God, you teach us how to wait on you. So we must teach our children how to wait on you and be patient, to sit and be quiet and wait, Father God. We pray, oh Father God, that children be taught this. This is a good thing. Not to be in a rush, because you can make many mistakes. Many mistakes are made by rushing, Father, in the name of Jesus. So we pray, Father, that parents would teach their children how to be obedient and wait on you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord. And let them know that if they wait, the Lord is teaching them how to be patient and how not to be in a hurry to wait. Wait on the Lord and be of good courage. Keep the faith. Keep the faith when they waken that it's going to happen, that it's going to take place. In the name of Jesus, I pray, Father, I'm praying for parents, oh God, to be more teachable to children, because children are not learning. They are not learning how to wait. They are not learning how to be obedient unless we teach them. So, Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray that children, oh, Father God, more and more they be taught to learn and how to wait. Father, thank you for this day. Thank you for this hour. Thank you for everyone that's on. We rebuke every backlash, anything that tries to hinder us, Father God, from going forth in you this day throughout the week, oh God, till we shall come back again. We thank you for this time, God, that you have met with us and given us. God, if it hadn't been for you, Lord, we wouldn't have had this time to be together. But God, you made it so available for us, oh God, and we thank you for it. Bless each one that's on, Father, and may we, till we meet again, in Jesus' name, amen.
Amen, amen. Thank you all. Love y'all so much. Talk to you soon tomorrow. Love y'all.
Right.
Bye-bye. Love y'all too. Thank you all. Bye-bye.